Welcome to our Relativity of the Past training. So many of us are limiting ourselves by the meaning of the past. And so understanding the relativity of that meaning and the relativity of the setbacks, failures, mistakes, voids, shortages, obstacles, defining moments, historical relevances of our past. We are limited by the meaning that we give it, the relativity of our past. It's the only limitation that we have because it limits our self-image. It limits our imagination, and we'll never overachieve. We'll never exceed the limitation of the past, the relativity of the past, which creates a limit to our future. And that's our self-image and our imagination. We start worrying about what other people want, what's missing, what we don't have, based off of the meaning of the past. And if anyone is interested in this lesson, we have exercises and guides on the relativity of the past. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm happy to send you the exercise and guides and the replay of today. And so thank you, everybody, for joining us. And thank you, Nick. Let's get right started. We'll have questions afterwards. There is a power of the past, and it's shaping our success. One of the greatest misconceptions that we carry is the idea that the past is fixed. It's unchangeable. It's something that we either regret or we glorify. What if I told you that your past is one of the most valuable assets that you have? It's one of the greatest powers that you've been given, not because of what actually has happened, but because how you choose to perceive and apply the lessons that you experience. Because life is simply, you're given a body and it's about lessons, and the lessons keep on coming until you learn them, and they will repeat themselves until you learn them. And the past is the most valuable lesson because it is where we learn the most, where we gather the most lessons that are applicable to us if we align them with the divine direction in which we want to be in that divine timing that we allow things to unravel or give us the revelation and the salvation that occurs from the lessons of the past. And the power of the past is our ability to shape it into where and what we want to do and what we want to be come. And so we have to remember that we've been given a power to give meaning to the past and apply it to our divine direction and also to the detours and make those divine too. Whether in business and sports or life or past, our past serves as a reference point, a snapshot. And that snapshot's a duality because not only is it a snapshot of ourselves, but it is also within a limited time frame and to context, it's a snapshot for other people to evaluate us, put the energy of the value of what we are. So your siblings have a different snapshot of you than a friend that just may have met you or someone that you play tennis or golf or some other sport with. It is a GPS that guides our present and our future. In this most valuable asset of the lessons that we learn, derived from the setbacks, failures, mistakes, successes, the defining moments, historical relevances of our path, too often people allow those mistakes, disappointments, or even successes to define them in their divine direction. They cling to the past failures, or they limit themselves with a meaning that shackles them, holds them back, creates the feeling of being stuck, or they hold onto a past win so tightly that they forget to keep moving forward in the divinity, the divine direction, and they allow the detours to align with their past instead of aligning with their future. In that, when we allow the detours in our lives to align with our past, they become punishment. If we align it in our divine direction, our future, it becomes promotion, protection, love, and perfection. But here's the truth. The past is only as powerful as the meaning we assign to it. The power of the past is shaping our success or contributing to our failures and repetitive mistakes. The first part of this lesson of relativity of the past is the relativity of time and our perception of it on the past. The past serves as a backdrop for all of our achievements and failures, providing the continuity in our journey. And so we have to understand where we want to be or better in order to create a directional or a trajectory of our past. Reflection on our past, that means thinking about it, reminding, remembering, recollecting with it, utilizing not only intelligence, but utilizing intuition and inspiration on past successes and mistakes can help us shape our identity in the future and create a career trajectory or a relationship trajectory that we want or better. I remember being with an old baseball pitcher, a Hall of Famer named Vita Blue for the San Francisco Giants, and he taught me the lesson of the evolving past, the evolving legacy. And now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to really understand. It's revealing itself, the lessons that Vita Blue in my late 20s was trying to communicate to me. And he was trying to communicate to me that this legacy that you experience, the living legacy that you experience, the evolution of your own snapshots are beyond the statistics and achievements that you have. It is one in which continues to grow. I remember his quote to me that the older I get, the better I was, and yet the statistics stay the same. Influencing others and inspiring others in our future is the greatest importance impact that we have in this evolving legacy, which is predominantly dependent upon the snapshots of our past, which not only we can give meaning to, and by utilizing practices and activities aligned with the meaning of our past, others too will aggregate to that understanding and evolve our legacy and think too highly of us. There is an importance of recognizing the lasting impact of past snapshots, past efforts in all areas of our lives. These snapshots are of great importance, and we have to understand in order to be kind to our future self that there is a lasting impact of past efforts and our meaning that we give our past efforts and our ability to communicate, re-engineer those past efforts into our divine direction. And that's why so many people can make comebacks, quote unquote, by reframing the past, not only for ourselves, but for others. And reframing past experiences, snapshots, it gains insight into our personal growth and resilience so that we can enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of our own potential. And our perspective will change, and we can utilize the changing perspectives on past mistakes to foster the legacy and foster innovation, confidence, comfortability in our future endeavors. But we have to understand the relativity of time of our past and our perception and the impact that it has on others, and that the snapshots that other people have sometimes create more detours than they should as well. And so giving another example, I'm the chairman of the Unstoppable Foundation. And when I turned 50 years ago, 7 years ago, I decided that in congruence with my sports background, and everybody in the sports world has heard of something called the 30 for 30 on ESPN. And it was 30 different documentaries in 30 different episodes. And I decided for my 50th birthday to do the 50 for 50, where 50 weeks of the year, every single week, I would do an event, a dinner, a party in order to facilitate raising money for the Unstoppable Foundation. And at first, my idea was to create the efficiencies. And what I wanted to do was just have, as I travel every single week, 200 days a year and have 200 different activities, which everybody can join. Just email me, david@dmelter.com, meetups, holding courts, and dinners. I used to take everyone to dinner. So my idea was once a week, no matter what city I was in, invite a whole bunch of people to dinner, pay for the dinner, and then ask them and utilize Jewish guilt to say, hey, man, took everybody to dinner. I've taken everybody to dinner before. Is it possible if you would donate at least what you would have paid for your own dinner, or if you wanted to take everybody to dinner or more to my charity? And I was going to call this the 50 for 50, create content, utilize it to elevate awareness to everybody in our community about the Unstoppable Foundation, which I was the chairman, and I still am the chairman of. Anyway, it got out of control, and people started wanting to put on their own 50 for 50 events. And it was the most exhausting thing that I've ever done. Is you couldn't even imagine what it's like to have 50 birthday parties in 1 year and have to be on and be the center of attention 50 times a year. It was insane. But in the first one, my family sat at this head table with the board of the Unstoppable Foundation. And my uncle, who has a certain snapshot of me, he has a relativity or perception of my past. He said to everyone at the table, including my wife, "Hey, I wonder how much money David's getting to put this on." And my wife was extremely offended because she knew that this was not only, a exhausting emotional experience having to be on and put these on and set them up and pay for them. And in no way would I ever take money in order to raise money in order to facilitate what we were doing. Moreover, she came to me upset and said, "You got to talk to your uncle. He said this." And I said, I actually don't, because my uncle really hasn't talked to me or gotten to know me since I was 19 or 20 years old. And the snapshot that he has of me as a 19 or 20 year old is probably aligned with the question that he asked the board of the foundation. And so understanding that snapshot and the relativity of that snapshot, according to the past, according to time, and understand that our legacies evolve according to the snapshots that people have of us, and that we cannot give meaning to what other people see, but only ourselves. What we can do is continue to expose people and elevate their awareness to who we are and where we're going and what we have become. And when we reflect on those past experiences that shape our growth, that shape our divine direction, that shape the detours, that shape the time, we can identify these lessons. So make sure that the evolution of the past is aligned with where you want to be or better in a divine direction, but also in divine time. The second lesson of the relativity of the past is that changing the past through our perspective shifts perspectives on past failures, mistakes, setbacks, can turn to something that is completely interfering with our momentum, our inspiration, and our source. And remember, you need to have a better connection and not interfere with your source in order to be what? A resource. The best resources in the world are those that have interfered with their source less than this, minutes and moments, not hours, weeks, days, and years. And so in the aspect of learning from the setbacks that enhance the adaptability and decision-making and the successes that we have, we can change our past through our own perspective. Michael Jordan was rejected in the 10th grade. He was rejected and cut from his basketball team. So arguably the GOAT, the greatest of all time in basketball, was cut when he was 16, like so many other people. Imagine if other people would have fueled their success, their divine direction in divine time by the rejection and his determination. Understanding that it's never the mistakes that we make. It's the meaning of those mistakes that contribute to the lack of commitment and determination. And it's a lack of commitment and determination that will make you fail in the long run, that will stop you from being all that you can be. It will diminish the desire that you must be what you can be. There's so many people in marketing today, especially digital marketing, that use failed campaigns as their fuel, their learning opportunity to redefine strategies. I look more at the people that are not resonating with me, that unsubscribe from me. By the way, I put out a text community, and we have a community, a private community, a private networking community that everybody can join. You can either email me, david@dmeltzer.com, or text me. And when they text me, and you can write this down, it's there, 949-298-2905. But if you text that, you're going to get invited almost every day to something. And I always warn people, don't join my text community or my private networking community if you don't want to be invited, for example, to the Super Bowl and to our, today, big event at the Super Bowl, the VIP meetup. you know, with all the greats, and I think Rob Riggle's even stopping by now, but to launch the More Than Enough Meltzer sandwich, the No Po' Boy category is open today at Ike's Deli, 120 stores with the Meltzer More Than Enough sandwich. But I'm amazed because I only look at who unsubscribes, because that's where my lessons are in learning opportunities for my future. Why is it that we can tell people or communicate effectively and they only hear what they want to hear? And so we need to view the unsubscribers in our lives, because for every one unsubscribers, you have at least two subscribers, people who are actually engaged. To me, it's the people that I don't resonate with at all, that aren't aware of me, that should be marketed to. And I only can learn how to market to the people that are unaware of me or don't know of me by learning from the people that are rejecting us, to fuel what will cause me to fail, which is the determination and commitment that's necessary in order to succeed. Be a Michael Jordan. Be a Michael Jordan. Know the certainty within you and know that time's the only certainty outside of you, not other people's opinion. Stop having FOPO in your life, the fear of other people's opinion, the fear of other people's opinion and rejection. Make a JOPO. In order to transcend the FOPO into JOPO, you can learn from the rejection, fuel the determination and commitment, and get to where you want to be or better faster. This is the way that we make our lives better: acceleration, aggregation, and compound the outcomes that we want. Viewing past mistakes are stepping stones of encouragement or resilience. Know what fuels the determination and commitment that it takes to get you to where you want to be or better. Proactively analyze the past decisions with clues and patterns to make better choices in the future, to make more informed information. Inform, materialization, and monetization are forms of what informed and information to strategic actions. Identify a professional setback and reframe it as a learning opportunity. Everything is an option, an opportunity, and a touch of a favor. In other words, make it a divine detour. Write down these lessons. I capture them and then attach a story to them, not only so I could teach them to other people, like the Michael Jordan story, but also so that I can remind, remember, and recollect myself to my source to become a greater resource. Now, through all of this relativity comes empowerment. And the empowerment is facilitated, made easy, facilitation, made easy through accountability by dealing with the truth, which is extremely annoying. So being repetitive is annoying, and being truthful is annoying with self. So when we are repetitive and when we are truthful with ourselves, it's extremely annoying. I call it counter-human nature. And what we need to do by acknowledging our past and aligning the meaning of that past with the honesty of what we did in three different realms of accountability pertaining to the relativity of our past. Acknowledging past mistakes with honesty helps us mitigate the negative influence that the past has on us. It shortens the distance of resistance because it provides us two things: wisdom and faith. And wisdom and faith are the two things that shorten the distance of resistance in our lives and holds us to be accountable. Now, the first thing in accountability that we look like in the meaning of our past to look forward to is the responsibility that we had and what we're supposed to learn from it. So what did I do to be responsible for losing all my money, for hurting that person's feelings, for wasting my time on this relationship or relativity? And what am I supposed to learn from it? The second way to empower ourselves through this is to ask ourselves, what did I do to attract this to my life? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Am I surrounding myself with the wrong people, the wrong service, the wrong ideas, the wrong places, the wrong events, the wrong energy? What am I doing to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from this to fuel that growth and development that I'm seeking in the divine direction, to make this detour divine and to allow divine time through wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance of my source to become a greater resource? And then finally, the one that is most pertaining to the relativity of what we do is, what did I do in the participation of the perception of my past? And what am I supposed to learn from it? We all are participating in a perception. We're all participating in snapshots of the past and fighting and resisting to align it with the divine direction of our future. Entrepreneurs, for example, who fail multiple times before achieving success, Edison, Jobs, Oprah, it doesn't matter. There's not one of them that didn't make multiple mistakes along the way. And there's not one of them that doesn't have a desire that they must be what they can be. Their purpose was greater than the pain of the lack of commitment and determination that most people have in order to facilitate an empty mile life where nobody else is, because they enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of their own potential. And they don't have the FOPO, they have the JOPO, the joy of other people's opinions. Looking at athletes and performers my entire career who use a post-game analysis to be accountable, to refine through the lessons of responsibility, attraction, into participation and perception to foster this improvement. We need to own our past mistakes and be honest with ourselves. Without the self-condemnation that fosters the interference and allows us to continue to improve. With constructive reflection, which is annoying to self by being honest and repetitive and seeking the light, the love, the lessons, the protection, promotion, love, and perfection, it allows professionals to refine these strategies and continue to evolve like Vita Blue and be better than you actually are. And this happens over time. Make sure you're identifying past events where self-reflection has led you to an improved outcome, that meaning into the divine direction, allowing detours to become divine protection, promotion, love, and perfection, not punishment, and improve exponentially the outcomes. Share these experiences as a mentee and a mentor, as a colleague, to gain additional insights for what other people see in the snapshot that they have of you. The next lesson is to utilize stories. I use sports stories a lot of times, as you could tell, but utilize stories as perspectives. Sports, for me or for you, any topic, subject matter, expertise that excites you, that makes you passionate, narrates a narrative that offers powerful lessons in resilience, adaptability, mindset, heartset, and handset shifts. Athletes especially who overcome setbacks demonstrate the value of perseverance, determination, and commitment of strategic improvement by finding the light, the love in the lessons. I remember when the Boston Red Sox broke the curse of the Bambino after 86-year drought, or the Cubs after a 100-year drought. Malcolm Butler's unexpected Super Bowl winning interception after years of preparation. These things are examples of how sports and stories shift our perspective, and we utilize those not only to gather the information and the intelligence that's out there, but the intuition to elevate our awareness that is timeless, but also the inspiration, not just the motivation, as we look at these different stories in your subject matter, topic, or expertise to get up, to get back up, to get started, to get back started, but most importantly, the inspiration, the inspirit, the wisdom, and the faith that's necessary in order to facilitate us as resources to live and accelerate in a divine direction, to be promoted by the detours, and to allow ourselves to utilize divine time to know that we're in the right place at the perfect time. Bouncing back from setbacks, getting back up and getting back started requires belief in a long-term, infinite growth. Viewing our failures, mistakes, setbacks as learning experience to find the light, the love, and the lessons to foster through stories, new opportunities, and relativity in our lives. We must utilize stories, personal, famous, that showcases the determination, commitment, and resilience so that we too can enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of our own potential. Make sure we're applying our why from the stories of our own journey, aligning it with where we want to be or better, and our past with somebody else's as well, to encourage us with the intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that matters. One of the areas that we utilize in order to shorten the distance of resistance is to identify how we react to fear. Most people react to fear with blame, shame, and justification. They hold on to the negativity, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful. What if you could take all the time that you spent being angry and worried and guilty and resentful and separate, inferior, and superior, and moved it towards where you wanted to be instead of interfering with where you wanted to be? Imagine what type of resource you would be. Holding on to these negative emotions, reacting to fear, accelerating in the wrong direction, obviously not only prevents us from forward progress, but accelerates us in the wrong direction. It is not divine in its nature. You need to release the guilt and regret. It opens the space for innovation, co-creativity, and fresh perspectives in order to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially. And the way that we do that is instead of trying to resist it, go over it, under it, through it, around it, cheat it, lie to it, manipulate it, and deny it, simply stop. Be a resource. Stop and breathe through the nose, out through the mouth, drop down to center, to ease, identify the dis-ease of the worry, regret, guilt. Stop the blame, shame, and justification. Utilize your ability to reconnect, remember, and remind with your source to be a greater resource. In the marketing world, several executives revise their failed campaigns rather than dwelling on the mistakes that they've made. They're Edison-like when it comes to their marketing campaigns. If you're not testing and going and growing, then you don't understand marketing today. Because nobody could take the billions or trillions of variables that exist and be able to analyze, no matter how strong AI is, why a community is growing and more people are engaged in the appropriate manner. And it's not how many are engaged, it's who's engaged. Sales professionals also are overcoming lost deals by refining and practicing their ability not only to stimulate interest to get people to call them back, not only to transition the interest through the appropriate questions of what to help you with and do you know anyone that can help me, but to share a vision, to articulate a quantitative value, to exceed what you're asking for. Letting go of the blame, the shame, and the justification, stopping, dropping, and rolling allows us to shorten the distance of resistance. To let go of that allows us to renew our inspiration in order to accelerate towards we want to be or better in that divine direction of where we want to be or better. Own your past and the relativity of that past with the ability to stop, drop, and roll by understanding how are you reacting to your past. With the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, separate, and all the things that are creating resistance in your life. Write down failures, learn from them, capture them, put stories to them, list out the ways that we experienced and contributed to our long-term growth from those paths. And to finish up with our training and gather your questions, reminding yourself that the exercises and guides of this lesson today of the relativity of the past is available to you. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm happy to send this to you. Please join our private networking group. Please join us here at the Super Bowl today at 1 p.m. for the More Than Enough Meltzer sandwich launch. But remember, regardless, the past is your launch pad, not your anchor. The people who achieve the most, that accelerate, aggregate, and compound, that live in a divine direction of where they want to be or better, whether in sports, business, or life, or whatever subject matter, topic, or expertise you want to live in, are not the ones who have the perfect track records. They're the ones who have learned how to extract the wisdom and faith from the past experiences, applying their why with relentless optimism and adaptability according to the circumstances of today. The difference between those who succeed and those who stay where they are or accelerate in the wrong direction is the ability to reframe and give meaning to their past, to let go of the blame, the shame, the justification, and to shift their perspective, their snapshots, and which eventually will shift other people's of being punished. Why did this happen to me, or why did he do that to me, into how and why can we apply our inspiration to where we want to be or better, and how can we use this to our advantage in a community of people that want to help one another and know people that can help one another. I've met some extraordinary successful individuals in the world. I'm reminded every time I come to the Super Bowl, when I'm around people like Marshall Faulk and Ray Lewis and Orlando Brown Jr.'s and all Austin Ecklers, whoever they are, every single one of them has faced failure, loss, and setbacks, mistakes in their lives. But they are champions. They have a desire that they must be what they can be. They are game changers. They are the ones who make a real impact. These are the people who refuse to let their past define them in the wrong direction, interfere with their inspiration. They utilize it in a divine direction to be protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. They are also use their experiences, their snapshots to propel themselves in a determination of a new opportunity, option, and touches of favor to strengthen the relativity and relationships of everything around them, places, people, things, service, ideas, for a greater abundance of more than enough of everything for everyone. I want you all to reevaluate your past experience through a lens of light, of love, and lessons. You will learn and grow at an accelerated, aggregated, and compound pace. I want you to identify and apply your why with key lessons to utilize with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is going to be doing well in your divine direction. Don't worry about the FOPO. Make it the JOPO, the joy of other people's opinion. And share. Share your stories and your lessons with others in order to inspire them with intelligence and intuition as reflection of the truth in a repetitive way in order to facilitate being annoying, but also facilitate growth and progress. I promise you, if you use these lessons of relativity of time, of our perception, changing the past through perspective, empowering through accountability and the truth, utilizing stories as perspective, and letting go of the blame, shame, and justification, your past will be your launch pad. You will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially your divine direction. And even better, the divine detours will be divine. You will stay in a place of protection, promotion, love, and perfection. You truly will be a resource in inspiration, intelligence, and intuition. This has been the Relativity of the Past training. Please, anyone that would like the exercises, once again, David@dmeltzer.com.